Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
So, if push came to shove, would you rather a pay rise or the ability to have flexibility around working from home? A survey this week is suggesting that 59% of those surveyed indicated that they would be willing to forgo pay rises for flexibility. Would you agree? Well, to discuss, I'm delighted that friend of the show and acclaimed author of Where's My Office, Chris Kane, joins me now, as does Ross Mullally of Sigmar Recruitment, who's also on the line. Chris, we might start with you. Any surprises here? Why wouldn't you? And I note that the survey said, forgo a pay rise, not take a pay cut. They're two different things.
Indeed. The Flex survey is one of 4,000 office workers in the US, so I don't know how comparable that might be to Ireland, but you know, over 50% of them said they'd be willing to, you know, I mean, take some sort of adjustment to their salary in the order of 5 to 10%. You know, it's just one of yet another raft of surveys. Like, a more eminent group is the Gallup survey of last year, which surveyed 125 million office workers in the US, and 50% of them said they can work from home, but more importantly, 90% of them said they don't want to return to the old ways of working. Now, that doesn't necessarily equate to a return to the office, and that's a common misconception. And I think we're seeing a new world of work emerging, the like which we've never seen before.
And is it your view now, and again, some of the big, you know, corporate giants have been quite public on this, saying that we want everybody back in the office. But has the train left the station on this? Like, once you get the taste of being, you know, allowed the flexibility to maybe spend a couple of days at home, you never really want to go back to what was the drudge of the commute and the five-day slog.
Well, exactly. And I think we've all seen, you know, with the arrival of cloud computing and smartphones at the beginning of this century, that something was happening and cracks were starting to appear in what I describe as the 20th century production paper processing model, which was derived from, you know, the industrial age. And frankly, it's time not only Ireland, but the entire world started to adjust to a new way of how people can work. So the genie is out of the bottle in terms of the workers. So both landlords and bosses are trying very hard to get people to go back. And they're not, because you look at the Gallup survey and 90% of those workers there, which applies, I think, right across the world, you know, are saying, we don't want to go back to the old ways of working. Now, that may well be misconstrued, as I said, in terms of working from home or remote working, but it's not. It's distributed working. It's working any place, anywhere, any time.
Let's bring in Rossa. Rossa Mullally from Sigma Recruitment. You're very welcome to the programme. We've discussed this before, Rossa, but interesting to hear what Chris is saying there, that, you know, the genie is out of the bottle. Does it come down to whose market this is, whether it's an employer-driven market and people are desperate for jobs, or an employee-driven market where people have the choice of jobs? Is that the driving factor here?
No, because I would say that it's probably right now, if we were to probably talk about it, it's probably an employer-driven market. There's it's strange times in recruitment in Ireland. So I think employers probably have a little bit more of the balance of power. But I would think that flexibility is definitely key here. If you're mandating people to come back into the office and you've no good reason to do it, that's not a great message to send to your workforce or your teams. If they can do the job effectively at home, like 100% effectively at home, why cause the issue, if you know, for want of a better word?
Because maybe you have visions of them going off and doing their laundry and, you know, going off and walking in the park and pretending that they're working when they're not. Like, that is a reality, Rossa.
It is. It's a reality for some people, but ultimately we get paid to do a job.
Yeah.
We don't get paid on a sliding scale of where we live compared to our work. Personally, I don't agree with that 60% of people in Ireland would, I don't think 60% of people in Ireland would forgo a pay rise for flexible working conditions. They might, but for how long? It would last about 3 months before they'd probably raise the pay rise issue again. There's no magic bullet here. I think companies have to hire the right people, first of all, and they have to hire the people and trust that they will do the job, whether they're in the office or whether they're at home. And if they're not as effective at home, well then, you know, if it means you have to go into the office, and so be it. I think that I would agree with Chris that the old way that everybody has to be in the office at 9 and everybody has to leave at 5 and there's rush hour and there's absolutely no flexibility is gone, and it should be gone because it's completely impractical, you know. But flexibility is important. Where it's legitimate though, you know.
Okay. Chris, not to bamboozle you with surveys, as you say, there's hundreds of them out there, but I was looking at another one that said half of workers who work on site 5 days a week are most actively looking for a new job in the next 6 months compared to hybrid and fully remote workers. So, in other words, if you force an employee's hand here and demand 5 day attendance, that employee, he or she, is going to be on the lookout for another job. I wouldn't be surprised by that.
No, I don't think anyone else is, because as Ross said, you know, I mean, the old way of working, which was punching in and based upon presenteeism, whereas, you know, senior leaders then had the opportunity to work anywhere they wanted to. And so there was always this dilemma. And, you know, I've seen in my career many offices where the workforce described the environment as toxic. And all of that had to do with what I would call old industrial age paper processing thinking. And we're now moving away from a world of outputs to one of creating outcomes. And whether you do your washing in the afternoon or whatever, does it matter as long as you're getting the job done? And this opens up huge opportunities, not only for those who cannot come to the office who have maybe a disability, but look at our efforts to strive to become a much fairer and balanced working world, with giving women a fair chance to succeed, rather than saying being viewed as, you know, as somebody who doesn't have that flexibility, if you will.
Yeah, no, I think you're dead right, and I do agree with both of you that the genie is out of the bottle here. One thing that I'm, you know, slightly perplexed by is what does that mean for the office market, and ultimately where is that going to leave us when we look at, you know, who's going to be in all these empty office blocks? Because I think maybe that's a conversation that we might have another day. So thank you both, Ross and Mullally, from Sigma Recruitment, for your views. And indeed, good to talk to you again, Chris Kane, the author of Where's My Office? We'll talk to you again soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.